Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming up to you, coming in here, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We'd like to welcome you to another show of Pillow Talk Radio. And welcome to another Sunday. I mean, I got so much technical difficulty going on right now, to it's not even funny. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to upload music and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So right now I'm broadcasting live out of the JAMA Records Studios right now. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get all this internet stuff together and everything like that there. You know what I mean? But we got a good action-packed show for you today. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, I'm going to introduce my co-host to you all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, the baddest BBW in the building. G-Spot, you in the building?
I'm on the phone, Big Daddy. How are you?
You on the phone or you in the building?
No, I'm on the phone because you in a different building and I'm in a different building. So why?
We are totally two different locations today, y'all. You know what I'm saying? G-Spot is broadcasting out of Madhouse Tattoos. Big shout out to Madhouse Tattoos. We're doing a damn thing. She is there with the Bundle Boys. I hope I'm saying that name right, the Bundle Boys and everything like that. She's been hanging out with them over the weekend and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have them as our special guest on the show today. And like I said, I am broadcasting out here in Henderson from JAMA Records Studios, getting this, getting the music uploaded and everything like that. We're going to hear something from the Bundle Boys later on in the show this evening and everything, and it's just hot as hell out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't you think so, G?
Oh, my God. My shit just already melted off. This is crazy. I'm not ready for this shit.
No,
I
think it kind of crept up.
5-degree weather back.
Right. I think it kind of crept up on us and everything. This heat is, I'm loving the hot weather. I'm loving that I can get out of the house and move around and everything like that. I know that you recently took a road trip and everything. Explain to everybody what you took your road trip to, because it was kind of like the spur of the moment.
Yeah, LVPPW. took a little road trip. We went to Cali. We went to take Paula, one of our admins of LVPPW, to record her first single with Fast
uh-huh.
Life. Fast
okay.
Life. Also, one of the top and hottest, newest, up-and-coming recording BBW music. That's what they dedicate their work to, is their BBW loves and BBW music. And so they're going to be coming here in July for our BBW
uh-huh.
bash, and they're going to be recording a video during the bash. So
right.
Any of you plus-size women out there listening that are interested in participating, please email me a headshot and a full body shot and get in touch with me, and so we can do an audition. So it'll
mm-hmm.
be fun. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yep. It sounds like it's gonna be action-packed. Big shout out to K-Dub and Johnny T. We go way back in the day, back with Club City and Club Bounce and all of that stuff that was going on out there in L.A. And so big shout out to them. They still doing their damn thing, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that.
I'm hoping that you're going to be coming out to participate as well, because they do want to talk to and work with local artists while they're here in town for the bash. So,
uh-huh.
you know.
Well, of course. Say that again, sweetie.
Then hopefully we can get you guys to collaborate.
Oh, yeah. I'm always looking to collaborate and do something new and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And definitely looking forward to it. It's always nice to hook up with old friends, and, you know, and saying to catch up, especially when they've been doing the, you guys are both in the same industry and stuff like that. So, yeah, so big shout out to them, Fast Life. I remember them. I was playing their music on my show when they were the Plumper Humpers and everything, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And that's when Johnny T got the job with Def Jam and Universal and things like that. So he's been doing a damn thing out there on the West Coast in Cali. I think the last time me and him linked up was last time I hosted Club Curb, and he took a bunch of videos and a bunch of film for it. So yeah, he's been shooting videos for a good little while. So big shout out to Johnny T. He's always been representing for the big girls out there. Him and the whole clique. Him, K Dub, all of them, the whole clique has been representing for the longest, you know what I'm saying? So we would definitely be looking forward to that and everything coming in July, the BBW Bash. So you guys make sure you mark your calendars for it. You know what I'm saying? Because G-Spot will be in the building, Fat Man will be in the building, you know what I'm saying? And everybody will be out representing, you know what I mean? Now, we have some special guests coming on today that I know I had the pleasure of meeting at one time at the LVPPW Expo. Gina, kind of explain to everybody who we have on this evening.
Well, in a little while we'll have Young Groove and the Bundle Boys, and one of their Bundle Girls will be in the building, okay. And they will be toning in onto our topic of the evening, which is phone sex and video chat sex. Who's doing it and how often? And it's not just for people that are in long distance relationships. So we'll be touching on that, and we'll get their opinion on everything. We'll listen to some of their music and have a little conversation with them and see what's going on in their world and where they're going to be performing, what's coming up in their near future. But, yeah, definitely.
Right, exactly. So we're looking forward to having them on the show and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this getting everything loaded up to this Blog Talk and everything like that. Every time I turn around, this Blog Talk has something going on with it, but we do have the music uploaded and everything like that. I was on crunch time, but we got the damn thing done, and we're gonna have the some Bundle Boy music in the building. We got a Groove featuring Pimpin' by any means, and of course we have another one that I uploaded and everything like that. I think it's Weekend Earned It. Is that it? Or something like that. But we do have some music. We do have some music from the Bundle Boys and everything. So if you want to get into our conversation, make sure you call us at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, and chime into the topic. You know what I'm saying? They're asking us, you know, who's when it comes to long distance, who's doing the most chatting? I'm not sure. I think honestly it's kind of half and half. I don't know. We men tend to probably chat a little bit more than the women and everything, and when we're lusting after someone and things like that, of course we want the phone sex and we want the video sex and we want the, you know, want you to send us the pictures, the nude pictures and all of that, you know what I'm saying? We be wanting it all, you know what I'm saying? But I noticed that a lot of you women don't want it all in the same. It's like you don't want, you know, you don't want the penis pics. You don't want the pictures right off the bat, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But, you know, y'all women got to understand. Y'all get us excited. Y'all, you know, make us, you know, we sit there and we're warning you. Come on. And we're warning you and this, that, and the other. Now, you are right. You know, it does get out of hand when they start sending, you know, I've even had guys tell me, yeah, man, after I meet a chick, I always send her, a dick pic after, you know, the first 5 minutes. And I'm like, why? Why would you do something like that, because I think that would be more of a deal breaker than sealing the deal. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to see, and I'm starting to understand from the opposite sex now, now that I listen a little bit more, that I don't know why it turns women off to talk about sex, I don't know, within the first 2 hours, 2-3 hours, the first 45 minutes of a conversation. I don't know. Me, I go straight in for the kill. I can't speak for nobody else, but you women have to realize, you know, you are created from a man's rib, and we're basically following your
lead.
We're basically following your lead. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of women lead around.
You're just lucky you're in Henderson and not sitting right next to me. That's all I gotta say.
I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling the truth. You know what I mean? That's just in my experience. Now, in my experience, it's usually the woman that comes up with the, you know, with the inkling of the first sexual question or something like that. It's never been me. Per se, you know, I've never just led into, you know, well, who you fucking, you know what I'm saying? Or did you suck a dick today or something like that? You know what I'm saying? I ain't never, you know, led into those type of questions and everything. I always let the woman lead. I always let the woman, you know, inseminate. That's the wrong word. Initiate. There we go. Thank you very much. I had the wrong word. I was thinking of inseminate, and that's the wrong word for this topic and everything. We're not inseminating nobody on this topic. We're insinuating.
No, we're not inseminating anybody. This is this show.
You know what I'm saying? So, but my thing is this. You caught somebody else the other day, and you posted their pic. You posted their picture up on Facebook again. You was like, okay, so you want to send me another picture like this, and this and the other. So you put him on blast, and this and the other, and everything like that. So this is one way that G-Spot deters men from sending her dick pics and everything.
Apparently, I didn't deter anybody because not only have I still gotten dick pics, I've just been not as mean and put them out on fucking blast, but I've also been getting prank calls. This is the funniest shit ever. So I got a prank caller that calls me, and I think I know who it is, just from the tone of the voice. Definitely he's a white boy. But anyway, so he calls me, and he's, like, going off. I mean, you can tell he's just jerking his shit, and he's just talking about putting his 9 inches in me and sucking me dry and all this other shit. And then I was laughing. I could not control myself. I was laughing so hard he finally gave up and he hung up. This motherfucker calls me again this morning at 2 a.m., jerking his shit again, and I have that shit on my voicemail.
Wow.
So anytime you guys want to get a little thrill, I'll let you listen to it. But, yeah, it's funny. These dudes don't even fucking ask. Can I send you a dick pic? Do you mind if I call you and talk all dirty in the phone? No, they just do it. They take it upon themselves to do it. And it's like, it's such a turnoff. It is such a turnoff. And I've told men this over and over again. Do not send me your fucking dick pic, because if you send it to me, I'm going to put your ass on blast. I will screenshot that shit and post it in every post that you got on your fucking Facebook page, post it on your page, post it on your family's page, and I don't give a fuck.
Right. And
I don't know why guys think that it's so hot. I mean, it's not. Trust me. You show me your dick, I'm not going to take my panties off and come running to fuck you. It's not going to happen.
Right. Okay. Right. I understand. I don't know. Like I said, I've always said it, and I'll say it again. I've never got into that. I mean, it's the act of it all is like, you know, first you got to wake it up and everything like that. Then you got to make it pose for a picture. You know what I'm saying? You got to make it pose for a picture. You got to make it stand a certain way and this and the other and everything like that. And actually, fellas, I don't see where that can seal a deal, because most women are going to be like, ugh, that's nasty. You know, and then, fellas, you got to realize that just because you sent that picture to her that it doesn't get lost in the feed of going through the internet. There's no telling where that picture is liable to wind up.
And every time these motherfuckers send me a dick pic, trust me, all my girlfriends seen it. They know who sent it. So when they get one, they're going to hit me and say, oh, my God, guess what?
Yeah. And fellas, fellas, if you're just thinking.
But you guys trying to take them dick pics.
I know y'all do.
It actually is? No.
Fellas, I've seen them sit at a club at a table. Pictures and they go, look at this and look at that and this and the other, and they compare these pics. So if you got a mole, right?
I
mean,
I know you sat right next to us when we talked about
this. I sat right there, and I sit there and I go, y'all got to be kidding. And they go, no, this one is curved to the left. Oh, I got that picture too. I got that picture the other day. So, fellas, y'all got to be careful. Because if you got a mole, if you got a curve in your shit or something like that, they're going to distinguish you from anybody else. So don't think that these women don't sit up and compare and go, look here, this nasty motherfucker sent me this picture. Really, girl? He sent me this picture, too. Does this look like it? And it's like, yeah, I've seen that before. Have you seen this one? You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, if you don't want to be embarrassed and if you don't want your feelings hurt, stop sending these pics. Stop sending these pics and stop sending them to groups. A lot of you fellas are bold enough to put it in the group. Why are you putting it in the group? I mean,
let me just tell you this. Boo Boo, if you're going to send a picture of your dick to all these women, you better make sure your shit is at least 7.5 and bigger. Because if it's smaller than that, homie, going to laugh our asses off. Don't even bother taking the picture. Don't waste your time clicking on that camera. If it's 4 and 7.5, you're done.
She's not lying, fellas. I'm telling you, trust me, because I sit there when we have the outings and this, that, and the other, you know, I sit there and I go, wow, he really sent you that, or this, that, and the other, or, you know, and all of this, fellas, trust me, there is a place for people like yourself that's, you know, having a hard time and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And there are women out here that will handle you if you're having a hard time, et cetera, and stuff like that there. You know, they're called hookers. They're called ladies of the evening and stuff like that.
If you get smaller than 7.5, you're going to have to pay her extra.
You're going to have to come with a pack of cigarettes and everything else just to keep her satisfied and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like these days and times, women are being bold enough to tell you either that's not large enough, you're not enough, you're not doing enough, it doesn't look like enough. I can't see it.
Wait a minute. Now, that's not true, because I can be a bitch, like right now, and talk shit about dudes. But if it was in an intimate setting and this person is somebody that I was dating, I wouldn't hurt their feelings like that. I would not do that.
Right, of course not. Of course not. Not someone that you were dating. I would hope not. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Someone you were dating, I would hope not. But, you know, me and you have to, you know, you have to be a total package. You gotta make sure that your security is there. We you know, a lot of these women can't handle an insecure man, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us men, we're insecure in our own ways and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? We just don't let it be known and stuff. But when you get around these women, or do you get around a lot of the LVPPWs and stuff like that, they can sniff that shit out a mile away because of the way you act, the way you uphold yourself, all of that. So, you know, you have to make sure that you're secure about who you are. And everything, you know what I mean? So this is why, now, this is one thing that doesn't get me. When we're doing all of this video chatting, instant message, I've never gotten the Tango and all of that stuff. You know, like I said, my phone is from Hooterville. It don't do all of that. It don't pick up all of this stuff and let me watch videos and all of that stuff and everything like that. So my thing is, when we're doing all of this chatting and texting and Tango and Skyping and everything like that, what are we talking about during this? Are we not getting this sexual frustration out, or are we looking to see the other person? play with themselves?
Of course. When you're video chatting with somebody, of course. It's all about, first of all, you're not just going to lay up there butt naked and just let them see everything right off the bat. Of course, it starts off with conversation, texting first, then it's phone calls, then it graduates onto video chat or whatever. Eventually, for most cases, it winds up video sex or phone sex.
What's
really funny to me now, though, is I was once talking to this guy who... very attractive, very athletic, muscular, ripply all over in the right places, huge dick. We had been talking for a minute, had gone out on a couple of dates, but this dude, all he wanted was pictures, and all he wanted was to have phone sex all the time. Now, you know, I obliged him on occasion, but why do you want to be on the phone having sex when you could come and have pussy in real life? And he couldn't get the straight answer. He was more into the phone.
You know what I asked myself that question a lot when I'm getting to know myself at late at night and things like that. It's kind of like, you know. You got the intimate moments alone and you kind of like, ain't nothing. Ain't nothing else to do. Let me check myself out and see if I'm okay, if everything's firing off like it's supposed to. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be kind of like, well, sweetie, what's the thing of, you know, it's like, I just want to hear your voice. And it's like, okay, then wouldn't you want to see some dick along with that voice? Or is it just, you're just into the voice thing? I've had freaky-ass women off of Facebook friend request me and tell me I'm about to go in the bathroom and squeeze one off and this, that, and the other. You want to listen? And I'll be like, yeah, what the hell? Yeah, what the hell? Why not? You know what I'm saying? Why not? How come this can't never go any further?
Wait a minute. Group got something to say. So what were you saying right now?
I said that if I seen some pussy on the phone or something like that, I would want to go over there right after I seen it because – I would want to make it a reality. You know what I'm saying? Bring it into
life.
Right. No, I want to go do the real thing.
Thank you.
Right.
If it's
right.
Wet and juicy and dripping, I need to know about it.
Right. I agree. I agree.
I agree. It's weird.
I've had guys
send me some weird ass requests. Some that have fetishes and. They want me to video my peen. They want me to send videos of all kinds of freaky shit. And I'm like, really? Come on now.
Wow. Wow. I don't really get requests of anything. You know, I just get the ones that's, you know, well, you know, hey, I want to hear your voice. I want this and this, that, and the other. Now, I get pictures, you know. Now, that's another thing that I can say. I will get random pictures just like sent to me, and I'll be like, ooh, who is this? You know what I'm saying? Especially when the number comes across your phone and you ain't even got it programmed into your phone. So it's kind of like, who have I deleted out of my phone that ain't deleted me out of their phone and they sending me pictures? You know what I'm saying?
The newest thing now, you and I are too old for this shit, but the newest thing is Snapchat. Oh, I'm not really familiar with Snapchat. Who here does Snapchat?
What the hell is that?
Snapchat. Rashid, do you do about Snapchat? Okay, so with Snapchat, how does it work? You can send a video, and it automatically gets deleted once the other person watches it, right?
Oh, really?
And then, yeah, the other person, once they view it, it gets deleted. Now, they can screenshot pictures. Oh, if they screenshot it, then you get an alert. Oh, okay, that's how it works. But this is like the new safest form of. That's not what we're talking about, Rashid.
Rashid is a whole other conversation.
I'm going to have to put him over my knee and spank him. The newest thing where these kids nowadays they're like taking pictures or doing like these little short videos exposing themselves to each other and whatnot, and then once the person views it, then it gets deleted, so there's no record of it. So there's less chance of
blackmail. There's no record. there's There's no record of it, no nothing. Wow, that's wow.
You know,
okay,
I think I better set up my Snapchat and it's just my Snapchat account.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I have an idea.
Wow. Wow. Oh, wow, that's crazy. I've never heard of that. That's a new one on me. That is a new one on me. Yeah, you're right. You know, things change by the day. I've started hearing stuff about Yelp and what the hell is Yelp? You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. They're talking about it's another thing, another form of like Facebook or something like that. You know, Y-E-L-P. It's like, okay, then I did a Google search the other day. Do you know there are over, just on Blog Talk Radio alone, there are over 350 social sites that you can advertise on, post up pictures, do your thing, and this and the other. I mean, it baffles me because I didn't think it was that many damn social sites out there. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So it makes us have to be aware of what's going on, especially with our children these days. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That goes back to asking the same question that we've been asking. Are kids safe in school? Okay, then no, our kids aren't safe in school. But now it's getting to where our kids aren't even safe at home on the computer or on the tablet or on the laptop or anything like that. Because all of this new stuff that's coming up and this new slang and the way that they talk and the way that they disguise what's going on online and things for old motherfuckers like me and you, so we can't figure this shit out. We got to go get books and shit and figure this shit out or hear it through the grapevine or some shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, we must and we definitely, definitely have to be aware. Does any of the Bundle Boys have any children?
How many of you guys have kids?
I got all of them.
All of them have kids.
Yeah.
I'm sitting
all
with four of,
okay.
Four of the guys and one of the girls.
Okay. Well, then they understand exactly what I'm talking about, especially those who have little girls. And even in the cases of those who have little boys, it's getting to where little girls are being bolder than older women these days. Little girls are being more bolder than the average woman. But you got to understand, a lot of this stuff comes from where when I was brought up and when I was raised, it started at home. So if my mom made sure that I wasn't, or my dad made sure that I wasn't doing that at home, I damn sure wasn't doing it out in the street because I didn't want them to find out because I knew what the hell.
Well, on the perfect example, go on fucking Facebook and watch these videos of these young mothers with their babies doing some stupid ass shit, hotboxing things in cars. I mean, just stupid shit. And it's like, you think your kid's going to grow up to be any better than you? Shit. You crazy.
No, we can't. Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy. So, I mean, so we have to look at it as, you know, I mean, as far as the video sex chat goes, these chat rooms and things like that. I know that there's a secret chat room on Facebook that everybody goes into and talks and kick it and this, that, and the other. And it's like, I could never find it.
I would assume that I'm in about 200 different sex. I get added to sex groups every fucking day. They add me whether I want to be added or not, and then when I post up shit like about our show or whatever, they get, you can't advertise. Well, then who the fuck told
you
to add me?
Yeah, you can't advertise in that. But then they want us to be in these sex groups. Well, like I said, if anybody wants to chime in on these questions, answers, if you got a comment, call us at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We have the Bundle Boys in the house. They're sitting there at Madhouse Tattoos with G Spy. You know what I'm saying? They are definitely in the building. I know they had a couple of shows they did the other day at the Beauty Bar? Or they had the Beauty Bar or something like that?
Yep.
Oh, they were at the Beauty Bar the other day?
Like always, they killed it.
Okay, well, that's what's up. So big shout out to Young Groove and everybody else that's in the building. I didn't get a chance to meet just about everybody and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But we will be linking up and doing some things and stuff like that and doing some shows and everything and stuff. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back, hopefully. You You got the Fat Man and G-Fi, y'all. This is Pillow Talk Radio coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada, where it is hot as hell, all right? We're going to take a quick break and see if I can get some music to play. You know what? This is why I like doing my own show and everything like that there, because I can stop music in the middle of the shit and this, that, and the other. Now, I can stop music. I love doing this and everything like that. Matter of fact, we ain't going to waste no time. We're going to get right into this. We're going to get right into the Bundle Boys right now in Game Time number one. I hope that was just the way they put it, but it's Game Time one. From the Bundle Boys, y'all check this out. It's coming to you live and direct, y'all. Pillow Talk Radio, Fat Man, G Spot, Bundle Boys. Let's go.
What? Oh, that's the game time.
Is that okay? Is that it's game time. Handle the music, live by the money, die by the money. Time on that main line, sidestep on that baseline, money calling on FaceTime, head to Cali, don't waste time, 100 miles on that state line, leave in the morning, right back in the daytime, they heard them balling through the grapevine, breasts twisted, bread getting, in them bitches is leg splitting, dropping ass and they popping ass and they know the handler be breadwinning, looked up and she froze up, hustle game is polar. Feet softer than powder. Swag. The top is harder than Yola. Yeah. I get it. You know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back. In the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I. Look at your bitch and you know she mine. Dip in the corner, you know that I. Jumping right out with no parachute. I get it. You know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back. In the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself and you know that I. Look at your bitch and you know she. Drift in the corner, you know that I jumping right out with no parachute.
Never changed up when I came up. Money getting done raised up. Bitches came and done changed up. I'm in the paint like Shaq with it. You can get your ass banged up. I came forward, I grind for it. Ain't got time to waste time for it. If it's money, I'm pushing that line for it. The flyest nigga, no parachute. If you sick, I'm spitting that Theraflu. In the whip, I sit with that foreign bitch. And we talking to making that revenue. And we sparking that Mary too. The tree I'm blowing is berry blue. The bitch name is Mary Lou. She give me brain in that Chevy too.
I get it. You know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back. In the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I. Look at your bitch and you know she. Dip in the corner, you know that I jumping right out with no parachute. I get it, you know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back, in the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself and you know that I say. Look at your bitch and you know she mine. Dip in the corner, you know that I jumping right out with no parachute.
Pulled up and we popped out. Bad bitches on compound. Dirty dancing, no patches, crazy. My swag is crazy, yeah. I guap out.
And VIP on that TIP. She twerk that ass and it pop out.
She pole sliding, she pole riding. She's killing it like it's hot.
The booty is breaking, she breaking it down. Earthquake it and shake it around.
Last call for that alcohol. And the X pill is for that way down.
It jumped off when it jumped off. From the strip club to that playground.
You a bad bitch, so just roll with me. I'ma take you down on that straight pound.
I get it, you know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back, in the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself cause you know that I. Look at your bitch and you know she mine. Drift in the corner, you know that I. Jumping right out with no parachute. I get it, you know that I get it. And she popping it for me. In the back, in the back of the back. On top of my money. I'm feeling myself and you know that I. Look at your bitch and you know she mine. Drift in the corner, you know that I. Jumping right out with no parachute.
Yeah, y'all, that's what I'm talking about. That's the Bundle Boys and Game Time. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. They're sitting there in the building with G-Spot over there at Madhouse Tattoos. Big shout out to the owner, my man Shadow. Y'all make sure y'all get over there and get your tats done. We always doing Sunday specials over there and everything like that. So make sure you get over there to Madhouse Tattoos and get your tats done. And if you can, get over there and get an autograph signed from the Bundle Boys. Or we're going to start making sure that we carry in some of these CDs and things like that in the tattoo parlor. So when people come in and ask, yo, you had a group on the other day, we can start hitting y'all off with some of this good Las Vegas music, you know what I'm saying? Some of this unsigned hype music, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what's up. What you think about that song, G-Spy?
I love it. I love all of their music. They, you know, they're very talented. They're very energetic. You get on the stage, that's never a dull moment. From the time they start to the time they get off the stage, the crowd is fucking just roaring. And, you know, they bring it every single time. They're so talented. And, you know, I'm so proud of them. You know, they're all young guys, and they just are so dedicated. And I think they're awesome. I love them.
Right. I know I tried to hit up Young Groove a couple of times on Facebook and everything, and it was just an empty message. And
he gets in trouble a lot on Facebook. because of his name and because of shit he posts and shit like that. So he gets in trouble. He's in the doghouse right now. So.
Oh really?
He's in Facebook jail right now.
Well, big shout out to all you guys. Big shout out to all you guys. You know what I'm saying. Of course, you know.
I want them to introduce themselves. I'm gonna pass the phone around and let them introduce themselves. I'm gonna start with Groove.
Yeah, my name is Edward Slash, aka Young Groove. I'm 31 years old. I've been doing this rapping thing for like 15, 16 years now.
Okay. Ain't that Young Motherfucking Groove? I didn't know you by Edward. I knew you as Young Motherfucking Groove. That's how I introduced you and everything. But it's all good, man. It's all good. Yeah.
Come with the government. And
well, you want to trust? Okay, you want to? Well, trust me, bro. The fans ain't on this one, and this, that, and the other. If they do, I'll get you out. If the fans come talking about they looking for you, I'll get you out and shit like that there. Because I'll be like, this show is uncensored. Y'all do not have any right to be listening to this show. You know what I'm saying? But listen, man, tell everybody how you got started in this rap game. What caught your ear to make you go, hey? I can do that shit, and I can do that shit better than him.
When I hear somebody come with some hot shit, I always start writing. As soon as I hear something new that come out, that right motivates me. When I hear somebody else spitting some heat, that shit make me want to spit just like that. You know what I'm saying? Not mimic their style or nothing like that, but it makes me want to go harder when I hear something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So you get inspired by other rappers that go hard in the paint.
Well then that's a good segue
into my next question for you. Give me your top three favorite rap artists that you listen to when you get into the car.
I ain't gonna include myself, but I got my boy Young Hood, he always up in there, you know what I'm saying? I got his mixtape. He be going hard.
Okay.
I got my boy Craze in the car. He an R&B artist.
I know Craze very well.
Yeah.
And everything. If I'm not mistaken, he's on tour with one of the Wu-Tang Clan right now, ain't he?
Yeah, GT Shotta. Yep.
Right. Okay. Now who is the third and final person that you would be playing in your car?
Well, Don Juan. I got Don Juan up in there too. He gave me a mixtape. What is it called? No pen, no pad. But he up in there.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I heard. I've heard of that one. Now, Groove, are you born and raised here in Vegas?
Yeah. I mean, I lived in Sacramento, too, but off the record, I did some time, too. So, yeah.
Okay. He said off the record, I did a little bit too and everything. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, bro. Shit, ain't nobody tripping on that shit. You know what I'm saying? My thing is this. Now, with you being in Vegas and being from Vegas and everything like that, this is something that I asked all my Vegas artists and all my unsigned artists when I do interviews. When it comes to the camaraderie and the work ethic of working together in Vegas, what could be better as far as working with your fellow artists instead of, you know, artists being on other artists' mixtapes? I know you probably catch it. People won't be on your mixtape because they figure you come so hard, you're going to drown them out or something like that, or your track is harder than theirs or anything like that. What do you say to artists that has this closed mind of thinking?
I mean, well, I feel where you're coming from. I don't feel like that. But anybody that do feel like that, they should let, if somebody is coming on your track harder than you, then maybe you should reroute and then rewrite your verse.
Okay.
But come hard. If they verse is going that hard, it makes you feel like you ain't doing enough, then you're going to have to come back and you're going to have to do it all over again.
You're going to have to, you're going to have to redo your homework. You got to redo your homework. I get a lot of artists that figure if me and you on a track, and I'm giving you your props, and I'm going, damn, Groove, damn, my nigga, you gonna make me go back home and rewrite that shit. You know, it's, you know, please let these artists know that it's okay to go back home and rewrite your track or rewrite your verse to make it match to what the homie is saying when he came on his verse. You feel what I'm saying?
I just recently went through that.
Right. And I think a lot of these artists.
I swear.
Okay.
I just went through
it. I think
my voice is hard enough, so I was like, okay, I'm about to redo this shit, and I came harder.
Okay. Do you get does your writing skills get inspired when you hear one of your homies come hard and it's like, damn, nigga, okay then, without a doubt,
yeah.
I know I do, you know.
Okay.
I know I do. It's a lot of times I'd rather listen to your verse first because then I'll know if I'm going in the right direction. And this is what artists don't seem to want to come together on. It's like, yo, let me hear your verse. Well, no, I don't want you to hear my verse until I record it. Well, no, I want to hear it so I don't sound like no fool and I want us to coincide with what we're saying. You know, you talking about apples, I'm talking about kilos. I mean, that ain't going to match.
It don't go together.
You know what I'm saying? It don't go together. So my thing is, before you pass the phone, there is some young artists out there that listen to this show, because we get a lot of artists that listen to our Pillow Talk radio shows, because we do slide in an unknown artist or a group every so often and everything. When G-Spot finds someone that's hot, she will bring them to the table. So for artists out there listening to you right now, what would be your best advice to them as far as keeping going in this game?
As we've been doing it for this long and we ain't stopped yet, and we just keep on coming with heat and heat and more heat and more heat. So just tell them to stay motivated. You know what I'm saying? Keep the ambition.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Well, listen, y'all, that was advice from Young Groove and everything. And listen, bro, right now, we're going to get right back into one of their songs right now. It's called Groove featuring Pimpin', called By Any Means. Am I saying this right, Groove?
Yeah. By Any Means.
Yeah, that's right, By Any Means.
Okay, now who is that just talking?
That was Jay Strong. This Pimpin' right here.
Oh, that's Pimpin'? Okay, you the one featured on this track. What's going on, player?
What's happening with it?
Nothing much, man. I apologize that I'm not there at the tattoo parlor, but I had to get out here to the studio so I could get y'all music uploaded and everything so we would be able to feature y'all music today on Pillow Talk Radio, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. If y'all got anything that you want to ask Young Groove, Pimpin, if you want to ask the Bundle Boys, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. We're about to get into this right now, y'all, by any means, featuring my man Pimpin by Young Motherfucking Groove. We're going to be right back, and we're going to holler at my man Pimpin in just a minute.
I'm on fire, motherfucker, leave the studio foolish. rap shit. Acrobatic with this crack shit, I stack chips. Shit, it ain't a thing for real. I push through on your block like I'm famous, Phil. I got love for that stainless steel. I push cane for real. I'm trying to gain the feel. It's pimpin'.
My paper, you can catch me in my speedy riding through Ross scraper. My paper. Fuck nigga, don't you fuck with my paper. My paper, you can catch me in my speedy riding through my scraper. My paper. I ain't texting right now, bitch, I can fuck with you later.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. By any means. You know what I'm saying? That's my people and everything. The Bundle Boys, you know what I'm saying? That kind of reminds me of my man Malcolm X. By any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Bundle Boys. They're doing their damn thing. Y'all make sure that y'all go and hit them up on Facebook. I'm pretty sure they have a SoundCloud. Is Pimpin' on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Pimpin', tell them where they can find your music at, bro, where they can go download your music and everything at.
SoundCloud, Reverb, YouTube. Got no videos yet. Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
You can find us wherever. We all over.
Okay.
You feel me? Go to the G-Spot, you feel me? That's where we at. We all over there.
Right. I hear you. Have you guys got into your ringtones yet?
No, not yet.
No? Okay. Well, we're gonna have to sit down and chop it up because Fat Man got his ringtones coming out the 1st of July. You know what I'm saying? From Big Cat Records and everything like that. So I'm going to have to turn you guys on so we can start getting them ringtones so y'all can start getting that 99 cent a download from all over the world. 99 cent adds up once you get 6, 7, 80 downloads of your ringtone. And you guys got damn good music. You deserve to have your ringtones. You deserve to be branded as the new and up-and-coming artist out of Las Vegas. Ain't that about a bitch? I forgot where the fuck I was from.
You
and everything for a minute. So, you know, so my thing is this, man. We will definitely be getting together. I'll get the information to G-Spot, have you turn you guys on so we can start getting these ringtones, getting these downloads, start branding and things like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff going on out here during this summer, and you guys need to be on stage headlining or opening up for 99% of this shit that's going on out here.
I agree. I completely agree. Oh yeah, that's one of my goals for the summer is to see if we can get these boys at some pool parties or something on the strip. So that's right there. So anybody out there that's looking to get some good, excellent, heart pounding entertainment to open up a show
right.
for anybody else, hit us up. Let us
exactly.
know.
That's what's up.
I think it's a good idea if you and these boys collaborate and do something for the big girls.
Right. Well, you know, Fat Man's getting ready to do the West Coast Fat Boys and everything like that. He's got the CD, More to Love, getting ready to come out. If I'm not mistaken, you said you had a young lady sitting there with you that represents the Bundle Boys. She's the Bundle Girl. Can we hear from her?
Yeah, definitely. Mika, also known as one of the Bundle Girls, she pretty much does everything for these boys. She coordinates everything, their shows, their advertisement, their promotion. She does a lot of stuff for them. So I'm going to let you talk to her for a minute.
Yeah, let me holler.
Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. We are blessed. Coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. So G-Spot tells me that you handle all of the, I guess, the backstage work. Do you do the marketing and branding and things like that? Explain to people how important that is for marketing a group, especially when you have a group the size that you have and everything, because I know a lot of stuff has, a lot of individual things have to be done. You're dealing with a lot of different mindsets. You're dealing with a lot of egos. You're dealing with a lot of different opinions and things like that. And I know it piles up at times because I've managed groups and everything like that there. So explain to everybody how difficult that can be sometimes.
Well, you know, I'm a Bunda girl, so they call me Brown Sugar, but my real name is Shamika. You can call me Mika for short. Dealing with all of them, it's a big project to me, but I get through it, and they all have their individual personalities-wise, you know. But for the most part, we get through it and we deal with it, you know. I might be on every single last one of their heads about it, but as a group in one, so they understand it, you know. But it's very important as far as, like, promoting-wise, because it gets – it only takes, like, one mouth, you know, one voice to be able to expose and get it out there, you know, to make everybody see. You know, it's not just one person. It takes all of us. But, you know, each individual, if one spreads another word, they go in one mouth, and then, you know, spread and spread. And, you know, with all of us and together as one, it can make a big
disruption. Yeah, I understand. You have to market and make sure that you move as a cohesive unit and everything, as far as the professionability goes, as far as appearance wise goes, and things like that.
Yeah.
A lot of these artists don't understand when you have groups and the homies that's in your group and things like that, you still supposed to move professionally and as a cohesive unit, because all eyes are on you when you come through the door. It's different when it's just one artist coming through the door. When you have a group of four or five or more, that commands attention. People turn around and they look and they wonder, who the hell is this coming through the door, this and the other. They all got on the same T-shirts. They all got on the same color. They all got on the same hat. Everything like that. A lot of groups don't understand how important that is to move as a unit.
Right, and so we all be prepared. You know, we all get ready, and we know when a show is coming up, so, you know, we stay prepared before the day comes. That way we know what's going on, so we show up in the building and walk in together.
Okay. Now, as far as your promotion-wise, when the new song hits, for instance, when the new single comes out, are you basically the one pushing and promoting it, or is every individual artist in the group is pushing it on their individual profile page, their individual groups, their individual friends, et cetera, or are you the one taking care of all of it?
Well, when it comes out, you know, I push it. I tag everybody in it. You know, I can't tag Groove in there because, you know, FB got him in jail. But
Okay.
So, each individual, you know, will share and tag the rest of us in it. So, but it's a month, you know, it's a group, not the individuality.
Right.
What flyers, you know, little videos with the songs on it, with the pictures in it, so that they know when it's up.
Okay. Because I know that's one of the things that I try and make sure that these artists understand is the importance of pushing your music, whether you're a group, whether you're individual.
It's really important. You got to come together as one, because if you don't, it all falls.
Right. It doesn't. The house of cards will fold up under you in so many words, you know, and I don't think a lot of people really realize that. People don't realize that if Mika can get five of her people to repost it, I can get five of my people to repost it, and G-Spot can get five of her people to repost it, that's almost 15, 20 people that just reposted that one single.
Right.
And you know, on Facebook, this is one thing that I tell everybody. On Facebook, it's a monkey see, monkey do thing. So if they see 15 people repost that song, another 15 people probably ain't never heard of that song, but they don't want to be left out the loop, so they're going to repost it anyway so they can fit in. And sometimes, a lot of times, you have to play on people's intellect and things as far as Facebook goes, because people are going in there following suit. You could ask them, yo, did you listen to my song? And they'll go, yeah, I listened to it. And you'll go, huh. Well, then, how did you like the ending? And if they go, the ending was tight, oh, the ending was hella fire, you go, it wasn't even no ending. I just stopped the song in the middle of the song. That goes to show you who's listening and who's not. So one idea I used to do with an A&R, I used to tell artists, only send an A&R 3 songs. He's only going to listen to 2. So if you call that A&R and you ask him, what did you think about track number 12? And he go, oh, that was tight. You're a damn lie, because it ain't even 12 tracks on there. I only sent you 3.
Right.
See what I'm saying? These are tricks that you, these are tricks of the trade of when you know someone is just fluffing you off, blowing you off, or they really listen to your music. You know what I'm saying? And like I tell everybody, we broadcast live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We coming in to you live and direct, y'all, with the Bundle Boys. If y'all want to talk to them, you got questions to ask them, hit us up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct.
Before you go to the next song, I want to another one of the members of the group. He wants to go ahead and introduce himself, and then you can go on to the next song.
Well, my name is Josh, and I go by Jay Strong, The Legacy, you feel me? And
okay.
The next song you guys will be listening to is my single that's about to drop. And I'm talking about, it's called On 10, you know?
Uh-huh.
And we really get it popping, you know?
There it is, y'all. That's my boy Jay Strong, Bundle Boys. Here we go, y'all. On 10 strong. Let's go.
Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks in the way, and I'm on 10. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks in the way, and I'm on 10. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I get it, don't come with instructions, you gotta go with it. You know that I'm true to this. 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 You know that I get it, don't come with instructions, you gotta go with it. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks, you in the way, and I'm on 10. When I look around the corner, got a couple of your phones, get a dose of the stronghold. This is no paranoia, got a couple shots for you, click bang, now your time gone. Bitch, you can't hurt me. I'm something amazing, but nothing like Kobe. From the car to the box, you can say the boy ain't hot, know the verse, rip an ass like soap. Off of my sack. Stuck in my fingers, you know what I'm rapping. Love till I die, the strongest survive. Better watch where you stepping. Couple yak and a Kit Kat, no, I'm with that. Got a pen, you can show me where the beef at. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks, you in the way, and I'm on 10. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks, you in the way, and I'm on 10. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks, you in the way, and I'm on 10. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I get it. Don't come with instructions. You gotta go with it. You know that I'm true to this. 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 You know that I get it. Don't come with instructions. You gotta go with it. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks, you in the way, and I'm on 10.
High as it is, high as it goes. Ambition, no stopping me, money to fold. Look in my pocket, that Benjamin glow. Arranging my profits to get in some more. Bases we rock it, they drop it, we toast. Races we seek it, we peak it, we roast. Pages on pages, we slotted them shows. Daddy's and vision that get it, I sold. Now the song dollars on money. Clocking dollars, you can't take it from me. Nobody said it's gonna be easy. Why the road looking kind of bumpy? You know that I get it. We talking about business. My angle relentless. They get it in minutes. My angle for fitness. I puncture your business and flee in the trenches. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks in the way, and I'm on 10.
life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks. You on the way and I'm on 10. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I get it. Don't come with instructions. You gotta go with it. You know that I'm true to this. 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 You know that I get it. Don't come with instructions. You gotta go with it. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks. You in the way, and I'm on 10. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks. You in the way, and I'm on 10. Life to the max, trying to get a couple stacks. You in the way, and I'm on 10. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I'm true to this. You know that I get it, don't come with instructions, you gotta go with it. You know that I'm true to this. 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 You know that I get it, don't come with instructions, you gotta go with it. Life to the max, wanna get a couple stacks, you in the way, and I'm on 10.
I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. So wrong when you hold it expensive. Cause I hate when the moment's expensive. So I'm a gift for you. I'm a gift for you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love when you call on expenses. Cause I hate when the moment's expensive. So I'm a gift for you. I'm a gift for you. Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? You got your boy Fat Man back up in here, coming to you live and direct, Las Vegas, Nevada, Pillow Talk Radio. Y'all, it's another Sunday, y'all. We were doing the damn thing. Big shout out to the Bundle Boys that's been in the building. We played three of their new latest songs that's coming out, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all go catch them at a show near you or at a venue near you, you know what I'm saying? Just keep your eyes and ears to Facebook. I'm pretty sure whenever they're performing, they're going to be posting it and everything like that. And you know what I'm saying? So G-Spot, what else is going on that end?
Well, we have one more of the members of the crew that wants to introduce himself. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Yeah, I go by Keita, a.k.a. A.K.
Wake up, man!
You know what I'm saying? I'm 25. And what else are we supposed to say?
What
have you been doing with the crew? Oh, we've been doing this since 2010, so that's 5 years. Yeah, we've been doing this for 5 years. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It sound like you've been sitting there talking to the Kush man.
He said he's sick and he's tired.
Because he was like,
I know, right?
Almost upset. Let me get some of that shit you smoking, player. Shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We glad everybody came out.
I'm gonna break out the flogger right now.
You go break out.
I like his ass. I really care.
So listen. So listen. What else? I know you was telling me about the showcase that you're putting together and everything like that. What else we got going on this summer?
Well, first off, next week on Pillow Talk Radio, we're going to have Kena Winters from Detroit's Love and Hip Hop. She's going to come on the show next week. She's going to be talking about a new book that she's dropping. She's very talented, not just on the stage, but she also writes. So that's going to be kind of interesting. You know, we had her on the show way back last year, so it's going to be nice to have her back show and let us know what's going on with the show that she's on, and you know, what kind of music she's bringing to the table now, and now with her book. So that's going to be interesting.
Right.
As far as our showcase, I think we're going to be looking towards August. We're going to do the artist showcase. Fast Life, of course, is going to be here next month for the BBW Bash, and I'm hoping that Johnny T and I will be able to sit down for a minute and discuss the distribution deal, because he's going to be helping us with the distribution deal for the artist that wins the showcase. So we're going to be looking for that. We're looking for a venue right now. That's what I'm focusing on right now, is a venue, because you know G-Spot don't pay for no damn venue.
right.
Anybody out there has a venue they want to loan me for a night, of course, you'll be able to do a charitable write off, because of course all of our events that are hosted through LVPPW Pillow Talk Radio, we always give back to somebody. So we will be we will have a charity in house that will be receiving a portion of the proceeds, like we always do. And we're just looking for a venue right now. Once we get the venue, we get the contract signed, then everything else will fall into place. Of course, we've got DJs lined up, we have artists ready to go. You know, we just need that stage. So anybody out there got a stage for me, let me know. Hit me up.
Right. Exactly. Y'all make sure y'all hit her up on Facebook. If you can't get in touch with her, hit me up on Facebook, and I will definitely relay the message to her and everything. Right. Like I said, you know, all you artists, get yourselves together, because got a lot going on and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to try and make sure we try and feature an artist, you know what I'm saying, at least once a week or something like that. You know, we're getting ready to go back to the Grab the Mic, Unsigned Hype Radio, Don't Bite Your Tongue series and things like that. So we got a lot on our plate. I know Fat Man has a lot on his plate. I know G-Spot has a lot on her plate. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be seeing us around town at these various events and everything like that. And please feel free to walk up to us and ask us what's going on. How do I get put on? How can I get on the radio? How can I get my music played? And we'll be more than happy to help you and guide you in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about each one teach one. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then, you know, anybody that wants to come on Pillow Talk Radio, you know, Pillow Talk Radio is an adult-oriented show. We talk about sex. We talk about relationships, love, whatever. You know, every once in a while we'll have an artist come on and talk about their music and stuff, but we always try and get them to contribute to the topic. And Pimpin's been sitting here just talking about big booty bitches, big booty bitches. He loves the big booty bitches. He's up in all the sex groups. We've been swapping stories. With all the groups he's in. Don't shush me, boy. But he says that he gets hit up a lot to be added, not that he's, you know, requesting them. They're hitting him up to add him. And,
right.
And it's popular right now on Facebook, too. For a lot of these groups, they just randomly add people. And
right,
like I tell
right.
them, you know, add me to a group unless you're going to let me advertise and do my thing, because, you know, if that's not going to be the case, then don't add me. Don't waste my time.
Exactly.
I think people want to come and sit in on our show more often. He likes it.
Tell him he's more than welcome. He's more than welcome. The more the merrier. You know, we do this every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We go live at 5 and everything like that. So if anybody wants to be able to call in or come in and sit in the show and be a part of the show, you're welcome to come out to Madhouse Tattoos at 557 East Sahara Avenue in Las Vegas, Nevada, Suite 110A. And if you guys are familiar in the area, we're right up under the bartending school, right down the street from the SLS Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks away from Las Vegas Boulevard. So come on out, get a tattoo, sit there, chop it up with us, you know what I'm saying, and be part of the show, have a good time. This is how we get down every Sunday at 5 o'clock, you know what I'm saying, and we're heard all around the world, you know what I mean? So, you know, we appreciate everybody that listens to us and that logs in and everything. I know the fellas got some shout-outs. I know they got some shout-outs. Each one of them get a shout-out.
Oh, yeah, it's Young Groove. I want to give a shout-out to all the Bundle Boys and everybody that's listening tonight, and I want to give a shout-out to my baby girl. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. And I want to give a shout out to Pillow Talk for having us on here. Thank you, Gina.
That's Pimpin. I want to give a shout out to them big booties. You feel me? I'm going to give you 100 real quick with you. To all them booties out there. You know what I'm saying? Get ready to shake your ass to this Bundle Boy shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Drop it like it's hot. Bend it over and break it. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gina, you feel me? And Fat Man, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But them booties, though, you know what I'm saying? Keep listening. Hold on.
Shout out to everybody that rock with us, you know, and keep rocking with us. Shout out to everybody that supports us. We do support as well. Shout out to everybody that's listening. Shout out to my family. And shout out to success in our future as being Bundle Boys. Ronnie.
Shamika.
I just want to give out shout out to everybody, Gina and Pillow Talk, for having us over here, and Fat Man, and the owner of it. So, shout out to the other Bundle Girls, Big Tip, Big Sexy, just and everybody who's out there, and all the artists, keep doing your thing.
Yeah, big shout out to the guys. I really appreciate them coming down here and sharing this time with us. Like I said, they're great artists. Anybody out there that can get on my page, there's videos posted. Their music is posted up on my page. Hit them up on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you can find them. Reverb, Instagram, SoundCloud. You know, hit these guys up, show them some support. And, you know, to all of those other artists that are out there listening, when you go out to these venues to go and watch artists perform, be respectful. You know, these guys can tell you, when I'm up in the club and I'm watching them perform, I'm very quiet. I listen, I observe. I don't conversate with too many people because I'm focused on what I'm there for, to listen to them perform. But I'm listening, and I see a lot of disrespectful bullshit amongst artists, you know, talking shit in the back of a room about artists that are going to perform or that are on stage. It takes a lot of balls and a lot of guts for some of these artists to get up there and do what they're doing. You know, a lot of them suffer from stage fright and other things. You don't know what they've been through to be able to get on that stage and have the nerve to get up there and perform. So be respectful and be supportive of each other. Stay for the whole show. You know, don't just leave when your group is done or your performer is done. You know, stay for the whole show and support everybody that's performing. You never know. You might miss out on a performance by somebody. So, you know, definitely... Definitely.
Well, it's all about. I mean, you know, didn't mean to cut you off, but it's all about networking. This is one thing that I always say to a lot of artists and everything. Stay for the show. Don't leave because you have the biggest following or whatever. We all supposed to be there to network and do music. This is what we love to do. So why don't we stay and support each other? It gets to the point because people forget, you know. I've been an artist. I've been out here performing, and it got to where I had to start gearing my performances into different venues, to different audiences, because when you do the boomers all around here, it gets to where it's artists performing for other artists. Everybody is left, but the last people are there are the last ones that's performing. You know what I'm saying? And it gets to be respectful. It gets to be redundant. And artists get to where they're not filling the set after a while because it's like, okay, you've waited till everyone has left. Now you want us to go up on stage and perform. Perform in front of who? Okay? If anybody ever asks you to get up on a stage and there's no one in the building or no one out in that audience, I wouldn't get up on the stage. I never did. I told them, who am I performing for? You? And you guys are getting ready to close. So it's a taboo of being the last performer. You know what I'm saying? And some people don't like being the first performer. I'll get up there and be the first performer and rock the show because you get a lot of these artists out here that don't know how to come behind a successful stage performance. There are other artists that can't come behind that. You got a lot of artists that are still walking back and forth across the stage holding their dick. They don't know how to interact with the crowd. They don't know how to move the crowd. They don't know how to talk to them. They don't know how to break that song down in the middle of it and everything like that. And then most of these DJs don't know how to rock with an artist. So it's a lot of work we all have to do in getting to know the DJ, getting to know the music. The DJ needs to know your music better than you know your own music, and that way he can start it and stop it at any point in time and rock with y'all. You know, that's like rocking with a live band.
That's exactly why I like to do my shows 3 months out, and I get on the phone with these artists. You want to perform? Get your music to my DJ. I want it to my DJ ASAP, because if he doesn't have it in his hand, and you come up with the flash drive or a fucking CD the night of the show, guess what, homie? You ain't performing. I don't give
you're
a fuck. You are not getting on my stage. Make me look like a fool because I put your ass on the damn flyer and I put you on that stage. Not happening.
Right.
That's
right. Right.
People not being prepared.
And,
no, I don't fuck with you like that.
Exactly. You know, a well-known artist by the name of Sugar Free said, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Get ready. That's right. That's
you know what
right.
I'm saying?
And, you know,
that's real talk.
Guys,
that's real talk.
These guys always are on point, and that's another reason I like to go watch them perform. They usually perform, you know, on a Sunday night or on a Tuesday night, and I'm like, damn, can't you guys perform like on a weekend when I can stay up all damn night? But you know what? I will go out there and stay out there till 1:30 in the morning and watch them perform, and then drag my ass to work the next day, and thinking, you motherfuckers.
right.
It's always worth it.
It's worth it. Yeah. A lot of these young artists, the performances are worth it. You know what I'm saying? And in most cases, one of the topic that we had today, you know what I'm saying? Peeps in long distance relationships. Who are the ones really doing it? Some of these long relationships and long distance relationships, some of them are worth it. If you're willing to stick it out, be faithful, be true, be honest with one another, make sure you communicate, make sure you keep it 600 with one another. Sometimes it can work. It's just people, individuals like myself, don't really see myself getting into long-distance relationships.
Yeah,
because,
it's kind of hard for me,
you know,
too.
Yeah, because when I want.
I don't know. I need dick on a regular basis.
Right, I hear you. I hear you, you know, because when I want what I want it then. I don't be wanting to, you know,
right.
I don't want to have to fly it in and we got to make reservations and, you know, get a bus
right.
ticket and all of that. That's too long. That's too long to wait for something. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we are adults, you know. Women don't live by just, you know, water alone, and man doesn't live by just bread alone. You know what I'm saying? We get to the point to where it gets to where, okay, then, you know, we want what we want when we want it. That's the thing of being an adult and being able to call shots and paying the cost to be the boss. When you pay the cost to be the boss, you should call shots. And you know what I'm saying, and shot call, you know what I mean, and things like that. And we get to the point to where if I don't want to wait for it, I don't have to wait for it because I run this, you know what I'm saying? You can't, this is what gets me. How can somebody regulate some dick from 4 or 5 states away? That's like somebody trying to regulate some pussy from 4 or 5 states away. You know what I'm saying? How can you really keep track of that? How can you, baby, what you doing? You being a good girl? Yeah, I'm being a good girl. Yeah. When you coming out here? Well, it don't look like I'm going to get out there till like next year. Okay, then. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And for them people that's like, well, I can't get out there to come see you until next year. Okay, then. You better hope I'm around within the next 6 weeks, let alone next year. You know what I'm saying? Because after a while, all this talking and this, that, and the other, that's what it becomes. It becomes talk. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that.
Big shout out to Patron Don. He's in right now in Switzerland. He's on the Art of Rap tour with Ice-T. They're out there in Europe doing their thing right now. So big shout out to him. And big shout out to Legacy. Legacy is going to be dropping his next album, if I'm not mistaken, July 1st, around the roundabout.
Is this the same album he's been pushing back?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to talk about him. If he was talking about dropping another album and we ain't even heard the last one that he's supposed to drop, I was going to be like, okay, that player, you got to slow up. Now
he's had issues with some studio time and whatnot, so... hopefully he'll get his shit together and he'll be able to drop it. But big shout out to PPW, all my girls. Thank you for all the love and support. I appreciate all of them. And of course, big shout out to my prank caller, whoever you are.
Well,
it was very entertaining, and I'm glad that you think I'm so hot that you have to call me at all hours of the day and night to jack off to my pictures. So big shout out to Sam.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful, everything. Well, listen, everybody. Sounds wonderful. So, you know, everybody, we appreciate y'all rolling with us and chiming in and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? The summer is just getting started. You know what I mean? And we'll be back next week and stuff. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? I know your boy Fat Man going to go on vacation in a minute because I got to get out of Vegas for a while. I got to move around and things like that there.
You know,
so I am
right now. You know the hand gesture I'm doing right now because you keep saying it and you ain't done shit.
You know what? You're right. I haven't done nothing. I haven't moved nowhere, this, that, and the other, but you bet your sweet ass I'm going to do it this damn month. You can bet that. So. You know what I'm saying? Because I gotta move around and stuff like that. There, I'm just gotta adventure out. I've got a lot of these artists out here. I get a lot of offers to come to a lot of other states and host shows and stuff like that. There, and now that I'm able to do it, because my little one is getting ready to go be with her mom. Then I'm going to get out and move around. I'm about to get out and have some fun and see some things and network and do the things
that
I know that I'm
best
at doing. Huh? Get my ticket for the what?
You better get your ticket for the bash.
For the bash? Girl, you know you. Girl, you know that's a long story, and everything. You know you. You know they might have a picture of me up at the door. Like if you see this person,
right?
No, don't let them in.
I got a pick for you. No problem.
You know, I already know you got me in there, G Spot. So listen, everybody, for G Spot, Fat Man, the Bundle Boys. You know what I'm saying? Madhouse Tattoos. Shadow the owner and everybody that listens, LVPPW, LVPPPPPP, and everything. You know what I'm saying? For everyone that listens and rolls with us, we want to thank y'all for listening to us and chiming in and coming back with us again this Sunday. And we'll see you guys next Sunday with a whole new show, whole new format, and whole new interviews, the whole nine, y'all. It's summertime. We're getting ready to start our Backyard Boogie series. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. Where we'll be over at G-Spots and we'll be barbecuing and everything and just enjoying this Las Vegas weather. You know what I mean? Everybody like, oh, we is. Yeah, we're going to start the Backyard Boogie series and this, that, and the other. And who knows? You just may be able to perform at G-Spots too. So you guys keep your ears to the street. Keep your ears to the streets. Keep your ears on Facebook because we're always doing something. You know what I'm saying? So, for Fat Man, G-Spot, everybody else, y'all, we will see y'all next week live at 5, y'all. We out of here.
Peace.
About the kitty shit. See, I went and got a little help to get the whole club popping like Greek Nick. We got Rosé, a little Bombay, a little pizza rock, and we fade it soon as we step in. You got your chicken, your chicken, your chicken. And I know you hate it, cause we lining up the shots. Youngin' got the heat to make them pop. Soon as we hit the parking lot, then we see all the panties drop. There ain't no bitch nigga, no rich nigga, no snitch nigga. Your bitch choosing on a real nigga, let a chill nigga. That's real, cause I'm so fucked up now. I'm talking my shit. Way too high to be tripping like this. Niggas say it's hard, bitches all on my dick. If this was too bold, I'ma put it like this. Lay it down to the all-train Chris remix. Say you love it. You love it, girl. Can't wait till I come to her city.
Can't wait till I come to her city.
I smoke till I choke and I'm dizzy. The liquor's invading my kidneys. Been chillin', I'm feeling like killing you niggas. Bitches been missing me lately. They love it when I talk to them crazy. Suck a nigga dick, do a lot of spit, let it drip, yeah, catch my baby. Oh, that's my baby. Do it like you can. Girl, don't worry about your hands, fuck up. Cause I'm pulling like this. You meant for girls, he don't do you like this. Feels so good, that nigga might kiss. You ask if she gon' say he loves this. God damn it, she loves it. She loves it. Like this,
la 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 la.
fucking and touching your booty, be speaking another language.
Oh, yeah.
This real life's a hit fake shit. Bottles in the air, I'm faded. Drinking, I'm so fucked up. Now I'm talking my shit. I'm so fucked up, I'll be talking language.
Niggas ain't
fun. Bitches all on my dick. Baby, when we play, put the song on replay. Like, ooh, that's my shit, and I'm.